Hey, it's your old pal, Dr. Steve from Weird Medicine, and you're listening to the world-famous Cardiff Electric Podcast, one of the most famous podcasts on the internet today.
Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. Cardiff Electric, he's so cool. Come out and play. He's the guy all the other guys are jealous of. 'Cause he's the guy that all the girls wanna be with. Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. He's got great guests on his show, like Dr. Steve and some other people. We love you, Cardiff.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to What's the Deal with the Dabbler? Episode 3. I would be remiss, as I have on previous episodes, if I forgot to remind you to click all of the buttons below. Like, subscribe, notifications, whatever. Just make sure you never miss an episode of What's the Deal with the Dabbler. This show is on fire. We are the only show in the Stuttering John industry that gets you Stuttering John content fast. The other shows take up to 1 week to cover Stuttering John content. Not here. If you want to know what's the deal with the Dabbler, make sure you like and subscribe. Let's see what John's up to on the September 22nd show of 2022.
Yeah, baby, welcome to the world-famous Stuttering John podcast with your favorite world-famous host, Stuttering John Melendez. How are you, everybody?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. Nice shirt. Vote out hate. Because it's important that we vote out Donald Trump. Right?
I'm doing well. Thursday, good. Aaron Judge has 60 home runs, good. He's going for 61 tonight against the Red Sox. Roger Maris hit his 61st against the Red Sox. Wouldn't that be nice?
What fucking difference would that make in your life?
Wouldn't that be grand?
No.
Wouldn't that be great?
No.
Says the stuttering man. Okay, here we go. Nova down south. Let's go.
Buckle up, everybody. He's going to read names.
Let's see. Robert Myers, my
Mountain Dew. You're a bigger piece of white trash than I ever thought.
Good buddy, Shorty one. Nicholas. Okay. Cranberooney.
Hey. Hi, Cranberooney.
Foreman at the man. Paul the Mains, Matt, Super Chat.
Okay, come on, okay. Get to Marco V. I'm ready to sing.
Okay. Henry Brower, my moderator, Marco
V. 193.
Mark P. else we got here? Carl Jacobson, my Danish brethren. The Cynthia Rice. Facebook people. And thank you. I just got paid from Facebook. I didn't realize that you were sending me stars, but during this broadcast, you could support my page by sending stars, a digital gift that helps me earn money. Wow, you got stars from
Facebook.
So,
congratulations.
That was kind of nice to see. Bridget Sweeney, Captain Terp, Linda Workman is here. Great show to you, do I have planned today, Justin Pennington. Murphy Murph. We have Brian Karam, who I love, Frankie Smith and J.M. Vandy, because he's just great. Edgy Goose makes me laugh.
What are you laughing at?
Jeanette Cook, Papa Blue, loves the USA Singers song. Hey, USA Singers, where's my thing song? Hey! Karen Klein, I'm telling you, if you go on Instagram, follow Andrew Dice Clay. You have to. The videos he puts up there are genius. The guy just makes me laugh every single time. Him and Eleanor Kerrigan, who's been on the show. I asked Dice to come on. He's like, John, I don't do podcasts.
He doesn't do your podcast.
But he is a friend. And, you know,
no,
I
he's
love
not.
The Dice, man.
I think Cardiff Dice Clay will make his debut very soon.
Mark Hurley from Ireland.
Still reading names.
Roderick Berry. Easy Street with Jen. Jackie Hobson. Stage Dog. MX Wismer. Zealous, how are you? Good as gold. How are you, sweet pie? Yang 2028. Please enable memberships here. Okay, I got to figure out how to do that. Linda McEwen, I'm not that great when it comes to Twitch. M. Stevenson, Cookie One.
You could have stopped that. I'm not that great.
129. I do know that. I just heard so funny.
What?
A friend of mine just called me and told me that a certain weasel was buying YouTube views.
Oh.
I mean, that's, I mean, that, I mean, that's beyond pathetic. And it's against YouTube's community guidelines.
Let me go on the record right now. All my views are authentic.
God forbid that they find out. They'll close down a channel. I know, because I have a friend who got shut down.
MSCS Media? Maybe.
And he wasn't even doing that, but somebody was doing it. I don't know. I don't know how it worked.
Yes. Somebody spent money to get somebody else views. That's what people like to do.
Let's see. Okay. Let's see.
Let's see.
Torben Lund-Peterson. Mark P., thanks for the $5. I'd like to express a belated happy birthday to our own Good as Gold. Her birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Good as Gold.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday, Good as Gold.
Happy birthday
to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Terry Fry, Bicycle Mike 42.
The potato did it better.
buying views. Same loses buying Twitter followers as well. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, you're talking. Here we go.
That is.
Okay. Here's anti-Semitic John going after Mr. Shuley again. Of course, something that he's doing wrong has to do with money, right? Right, John? For shame.
That is serious, serious. Only one word for it, pathetic. Okay, well, we have a lot.
Pot, meat, kettle.
Talk about, speaking about a pathetic Gigi, and not you, but hi Gigi, by the sea. Donald Trump is going down.
Is he?
And Donnie Dickhead Jr. is following him.
Is he?
With Fredo and Trump's girlfriend Ivanka. This could not be better news. Letitia James takes the first shot. Now, Mr.
So, this could not be better news. I'll overlook the grammar because, well, you just pounded a Mountain Dew, so, you know. But let's dissect that statement. This could not be better news. So, cancer could be cured. But Donald Trump and his family being charged is better news. Okay. Do you see where I'm going, John? Words have meaning.
Garland, you can take the second. Or are you going to let Georgia take the second? We'll see. But we do know one thing is certain.
You're an idiot.
Trump is guilty of everything that Letitia James said. And we know he's guilty.
Yes, we do, of course.
He's a grifter. He's a liar. He's a thief. And he's a traitor.
I mean, for comedy's sake, am I allowed to use the pot meets kettle thing again? I don't know. Might be too soon. A grifter, a liar, a thief.
And one of these days, these Trumpers are gonna have to wake up to the harsh, sick reality that their Fuhrer has duped them all along. Scout it.
Their Fuhrer, huh?
I mean, that is just amazing. Robin Brazil, does Vegas have odds on who's going to prison? Well, as Glenn Kirshner said, I mean, Donald Trump will be indicted. He is going to be indicted.
So, someone in your chat asked you a question, and you answered their question with a quote from one of your guests. Are you really that stupid?
The question is when, not if. And when indicted, when found guilty, will he go to jail or just have an ankle bracelet on his big, thick ankle? I say a federal prison. School!
Okay, good. I'm glad you've made that decision already. Thank you.
There's no other place he should be. Other.
So, the judicial system is meaningless. Thank you. And Donald Trump is the Führer.
Than a federal prison cell. Stage Dog, thanks for the $10. Just a little something to celebrate my early retirement. Hey, congrats, Stage Dog. Just got the notice from SS, I guess Social Security this week. All my time is my own now. Well,
this is a public service announcement for all of the Melenders. Specifically, Stage Dog. If you have just taken early retirement and are on a fixed income dependent on SS, which I assume is Social Security, I would advise that you don't give $10 to Stuttering John Melendez. Probably not a wise financial decision.
Oh, thank you, Stage Dog. I'm happy to hear that. And, my mom just got online. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
I hope Judge hits his 61st today against Boston. Wouldn't that be nice? And I got a friend really good tickets for the game tonight. So she'll be there. Hopefully when this monumental event happens. All right, Laura Malcolm becomes a
I'm sure that friend that he got tickets for will never hear the end of it. And I'm sure he will bring it up on another show very soon.
YouTube member. I will say this before I bring on the great Brian Karam.
What an idiot.
I just booked two great, phenomenal guests for Two Beer on the Balconies coming
up. Wow.
So I haven't booked the Saturdays yet, but you guys are going to get a little extra bonus. Hey, Torben Lund Peterson, thanks for the 17 in Danish krona. Skål!
I'm going to predict that he will not say who he is booked because he's starting to catch on that they will cancel. Let's see what happens. Mountain Dew Mouth mother.
So, Brian's drinking already. I love you, man. Let me just say, I'm not going to mention the names.
Ah!
Become a Patreon member now at patreon.com/stutteringjohn.
Before it's too late, become a Patreon member now. Because you don't want to miss what I won't tell you you're about to miss. A marketing genius.
Okay. If you're into the movies, if you're into comedy, on the 27th, Tuesday at 2 PST, great guest, who you all know, A-lister. And then on the 1st, as we gear up for my own birthday, October 4th, I have another great guest.
Happy birthday, John.
An A-lister as far as the Tonight Show was concerned.
Spoiler alert, his A-list guest from the movies was the key grip on One Too Many. Patreon.com/John Melendez or whatever it is.
So, two great guests. The stuttering one is working hard.
Yes,
getting his celebrity friends to come on Beer on the Balcony. So become a YouTube member or a Beer on the Balcony member. Torben, you should do it. It's a funny, entertaining show, and you can do it for as little as $5 a month. And now, without further ado, on everything that's DC, the great press reporter, Brian Karam.
John, what's up?
How are you, my friend?
It well, you. You know, it's another day in the suit, baby.
Did you work today?
I work every day. Fuck it.
So were you in the...
Language. So this guy's new. But I know he's an idiot. So let's skip ahead. Oh, look. Oh, Jetta.
Says he knew that it was coming from a program that is meant to help underprivileged people. You know?
Let's jump ahead to the end of the show. Looks like it's just John and Richard Ojeda, and he looks angry.
If I do, make no mistake about it, I will fucking do everything in my power to hurt you if I get to that point. And I'm talking about, I'll bite your fucking nose off.
I hope he's not talking about me.
I don't give a shit. But make no mistake about it, I do not want to fight nobody. And if you carry a gun with you...
Anybody.
That is always going to be a possibility. And I don't give a shit. Even if it's an argument, there is no argument that is that bad that is going to cost somebody their life, that equals costing somebody their life. It's not there.
Yeah. Well, Army Major, it's been a pleasure to have you on, and... thanks for answering those questions for me, and please plug anything that you want.
Now, you know me, I'm going to be interviewing a guy tonight at 7
Why
o'clock
does
on,
he
my,
have a green
on my
screen?
Podcast. He's running for office in North Carolina. He's a Democrat. We're going to talk about cannabis and things like that. So tune in at 7 o'clock. I'll be inviting him on, and we will we'll have a conversation. And then, of course, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll be doing my live. So I appreciate you, John, as always. Love you, brother. I'll see y'all. Airborne.
Hey, I love you too, Army Major. Airborne. All right, what a great show with Brian J. Karam. And
that's a lie.
And the Army Major, Richard Ojeda. I want to thank my moderators today, Benny Loco and Andrea Brower. I want to thank my sponsors, betonline.ag. I want to thank all of you for being a part of the show today. I did it a little longer because I wanted to ask the Army Major those questions and show him what a sick fuck Anthony Coomer he is. That's it. I will be back on Saturday at noon PST with the return of Bob Seska. And I'm sure I have another guest booked. So I will see you all on Saturday at noon PST. Thanks, everybody. This is Stuttering John saying gigiya.
Gigiya. So it sounded like John was talking about Anthony Cumia in the middle of his show. So let me see if I can find that for you. Through the magic of the internet, I have found where Stuttering John talks about Anthony Cumia, a pivotal member of the Stuttering John industry. Let's see what he has to say.
Talk to you later, brother. Be safe.
See you, man. Airborne.
Army Major, you're a gun owner, so I just want to get...
Hold on. That's my wife.
Oh, all right.
What's up, baby?
Are you talking to that idiot Stuttering John again?
We're good.
Hurry up.
I'm on Stuttering John.
Yeah, I know. He sucks.
Okay.
All right. So, Army Major, you're a gun owner.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, I want to get your opinion of this, okay?
Let's see it, John, because his opinion is what matters.
This is a right-wing loon who loses his gun after he, like, right before he gets arrested for strangulation on his girlfriend. Okay?
Hand broken. I'm waiting for the police to come, oh my God, don't hit me again.
Hitting the girl.
Stay away from me. I tried to call the police. He turned the phone off.
It wasn't Periscope, by the way.
You shouldn't have lied then. You shouldn't have lied, and you shouldn't have hit me, and you shouldn't have treated me like shit, and then I wouldn't be periscoping this right now.
Leave my house. I'm asking. I'll pay to have you.
So he steps on her foot.
I don't need you to pay for a car. I need you to pay for my fucking broken hand, you dumb piece of shit.
But you're moving your hand. What are you talking about?
This is beautiful. So glad that you guys saw this. But just so you can see some other shit. Right there. And then right there. So. Oh, and then on my boob too. But you won't be so lucky to see that. Right.
No, thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I just want to find. He starts screaming for his gun. Hold on.
A lot.
When was the last time you had it?
The Ottoman, like Dick Van Dyke. Come on, me. Oh my God. It's the Anthony and Danny, ladies and gentlemen.
Full? Wonderful public image.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on, John?
Hold on.
When was the last time you had it?
Come on.
All right.
Baby, you want to sing karaoke?
All right, let's check it out, Richard.
Come on.
Where's the last time you had it?
So he loses his gun.
Happens all the time.
He can't find it. So he's looking all over the place for it.
Okay, but where's the last time you remember? Did you have it upstairs when you unplugged the phones?
When what?
When you were, like, upstairs with the phone? Ready?
I don't know. I can't find it right now. But
because you're
how do you feel, Army Major? Idiot. He's screaming that he loses his gun. Now, if you lose your gun.
Now, wait. The girl in the video was helping him look for it and seemed concerned and wanted to help. Not blaming the victim here, but does that seem like somebody who was fearful? I don't know.
Should you be allowed to have a gun license, Army Major?
If you have lost accountability of a firearm that you own, that right there is a red flag that says you should not be allowed to own a firearm. Because at the end of the day, either you friggin' lost it, which is very, very, you know, scary, or you probably sold it to somebody who probably shouldn't have a weapon in the first place. Or you loaned it or gave it to somebody like that.
Let me just say, when people drink, they have the tendency to lose things. Some people drink and lose guns. Some people drink and lose jobs, children, friends, respect, and so on. So, the moral of the story is, don't drink. Or do, doesn't matter.
To me, you have to have accountability of your firearms, period. If you have kids in the friggin' house, that is a must. I'm a big fan of trigger locks. I'm a big fan of gun safes and stuff like that. If you have people in the house under the age of 18, I think it should be mandatory.
Yeah, and I mean, this
and
is
first off, everybody who saw that video, that friggin' guy put his hands on her.
Yep.
That should be a fucking in the video, stomping right there right off the whatever. Bat. So anybody in her fucking family, anybody in her bloodline should be on the way to that friggin' house to literally curb stomp that fucking asshole.
This was like 5 years ago.
I know. And this is a right winger who hates on the libs and is all about we have to have the Second Amendment. But meanwhile, this guy can't find his gun.
First off, he put his hands on a friggin' woman, so he's a pussy.
I know. It's just crazy. It's crazy. But he starts screaming really loud. I can't find it now. Where the f*** is my gun? Like, dude, you're drunk, and you're freaking, you know, and you look.
Stay tuned to What's the Deal with the Dabbler, episode 4, where I can't find things John said, and I just recreate it. Marco V 193, Benny Loco,
Lost your firearm?
And that video absolutely should be used, even if it's at the level of the magistrate. It should be used to basically do something, to deny him that ability. He should be charged. You know, he put his hands on her, and then, of course, now can't find his weapon. All that should roll up into something that he gets hit with in the courts. And then he should get his ass whipped when he's in jail every day.
I know.
Idiots.
Look,
I was trying to find you a photograph. Yeah. Because what I wanted to send you was a picture of a school in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that was one of the things that he was talking about. Let's see if they're done talking about
Mr. Kumia.
You know, they don't even have an education system. And after 7 pages of Republic, not just any everyday average
gets
people,
back to Mr. Kumia just a minute here.
Leaders, we're talking about, you know, members of the Trump party. You know, the president of the so and so for Trump's.
The guy
in this
that's
state.
Still the president,
and all of
right?
Them were busted for friggin' to catch a predator shit. For incestual relationship,
to catch
child
a dabbler.
Sex trafficking, for sending friggin' dick pics, all of this shit.
Okay.
You know, these were the people that are the ones that are screaming that the Democrats are the evil people. You know, it's their side that are saying that it's the Democrats that have this secret friggin' child predator friggin' thing that's going on. And the truth is that everybody that's getting caught is the fucking Republicans. Matt Gaetz was wanting a friggin' pardon for the reason that he knows he has been caught basically sex
Look
trafficking a child under the age of 18 for sex. And that's exactly what happened. And that's why he was the one trying to get a friggin' pardon. So, you know, they're the ones
there you go. And that brings it right back to where I wanted it to go.
There we go.
Is, first of all, sexual predator on teens, Matt Gaetz, and Anthony Cumia. I mean, that's sick. Hey. Then getting arrested for domestic violence
He's
against
so
a girlfriend.
Stupid.
I mean, seriously? Yeah. Strangulation? I mean,
yeah, and make no
and
mistake.
And you're a
right
wing fucking lunatic.
That's right, but make no mistake about it. We also think that friggin' Anthony friggin' Weiner should be thrown off of a fucking damn building as far as I'm concerned.
Wrong
and
Anthony.
He was a Democrat that got caught doing the same damn shit, sending dick pics to young girls. So look, what the thing about it is that we don't give a shit what party they on. If they're that way, they need to be freaking dealt with. The Republicans think that freaking it's okay.
Well, and broadcasting right-wing horse shit, and that's what Cumia does, right-wing horse shit,
right-wing
and
horse
I want to just expose him for being the fucking pedo fucking, you know, girlfriend abuser that he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only after he trashed you. Didn't care about it before, did you?
Absolutely. And oh, by the way, one of the things in reference to when you said Alex Jones,
by playing this video, you become just as low as them, John. I'm exposing the hypocrisy. Here they are trashing the Dems, you know, and trashing. Yeah, but look what they're fucking doing, you know, behind closed doors. That's all I'm doing.
So basically, if we show pictures of the assault on January 6th, we're just as guilty as the fucking attackers?
Yeah. All right, I'm done. Like, subscribe.
I
can't watch this shit anymore.
I mean, you know, I'm not clairvoyant.
What's the deal with the Dabbler?
Twisted. Jeez.
Bye, everybody. Before we get to this week's calls, we have a very important announcement. Last week on the Cardiff Electric podcast, we announced that Gary from San Diego had won a prize for his great calls into our shows. Unfortunately, when I arrived at the Cardiff Electric Podcast studios this morning, somebody had broken in over the weekend and stolen all our prizes. Stay tuned for more details how you can help us recover Gary from San Diego's prize.
The beginning of something so unexpected, something big, something very big.
Cleveland is on the lookout. It could be a family member, and you don't even know it.
Everyone a possibility.
All right, listen up, everybody.
But only one will succeed.
Target search of every gas station, warehouse, outhouse, and doghouse in this area.
Pandemonium has taken over the Tri-Cities.
The fugitive. Challenge. Find and hunt down the fugitive. The bounty. It's cash. It could be anyone, anytime. Listen for clues weekdays on the all-new
Cardiff Electric Podcast.
And write them all down. When you think you see the fugitive, ask this exact question. Are you the
Cardiff Electric Podcast Network?
Fugitive, follow the clues on the air. Build your case file. This will help you narrow down who the fugitive is and where they might be. It's the all-new
Cardiff Electric Podcast Network.
Fugitive.
Folks, we have ourselves a fugitive.
Game on. Reality radio from the all-new
Cardiff Electric Podcast Network.
Tri-Cities number one hit music station.